Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, we are having so much difficulty again tonight. So I am doing my best to do it on the telephone because I am not sure what is happening. I am not sure if my producer is hearing me. If you are hearing me, my producer, would you type and let me know that? Okay, so we are going, we lost a certain amount of time, but we are going to do our best to have a show. So I want to start, we had played the music earlier on, and we are speaking about goals, and I want to share something from Robert Schuller here. Every human being is born without faith. Faith comes only through the process of making decision to change before we can be sure it is the right move. So I am sharing that because we are speaking tonight about goals, and I'm saying tonight because this morning we were not able to have a radio show because of some similar problems that we were having. So I am thankful that we are on now, and we are going to do our best. I want to thank my producer, Mr. Walter Misch, for coming out this time. And I just want to go over some of the things that we decide we will be speaking on. We are going to be talking about our goals. We all have some goals for 2013. So I had invited you to join the conversation. Are there areas you feel you want to streamline your goals? Remember, you already set your goals for the new year. So are there areas that you want to streamline? Then if there are areas you want to streamline, we are going to be addressing those. So I want to remind you to call in and be part of this conversation. The number to call in is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. So that's the number I want for you to call in. And I am posting inside the chat room all the areas that we are talking about. I don't know what I did here. Okay. And da 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 da. Yes. Okay. Yes, so we're talking about, are there areas you would like to streamline? Are there adjustments you will need to make in your personal lives so you can be on target with the goals? What resources do you need to be successful in your goals? Do you think you need a core team? Have you identified an accountability partner? So those are all the questions I have here for you. So let us go back to the chat room. And so let's, until somebody calls in, I'm not sure who is up this late, however, but let us look on whether or not they are there areas in your goals that you want to streamline. Now, I know from personal experience over the years is that a lot of time we get so excited about everything that we are looking to accomplish. And we sometimes jot down a whole lot of items on the goal sheet or in the journal or on the vision board. So this is the time. We are only 23 days into the new year. But I think this is as good a time as any where we can just revisit these goals. Let us begin to look at them one by one and look at it and say, well, today is almost 24 days. Here is what I have accomplished. Is it really feasible for me to be able to put all my effort into accomplishing all of these things? Now, there is no shame in going back and modify, adjust, or streamline your goals, because you are not in this to joke around. You are in this to make sure whatever is on the paper is that you manifest it when the end of the year comes. You don't want to be saying, oh, I should not have put this on and I should have put this on and I should have put that on. So why not take that paper right now and look at it and say, well, for the entire month of January, here is what I accomplished. My suggestion is that you now prioritize that list and now divide it in quarterly projects. As you go and look at it now to streamline, prioritize and see for the next quarter. You almost lose 1 month out of this quarter already. So choose for this quarter, what is it you are looking to accomplish? And you jot that down. And after you're through with the quarterly efforts and you notice that you have built momentum and you have accomplished some things, then you can begin to add one more of those things that you did not put on that list back on your list. And now you are getting the knack of things. You are beginning to experience what it is like to work consistently on your goals. So you are prioritizing in this streamlining process. For those of you who are really off for a good start in January, and you really made some headway, I want to tell you, you can divide yours in 6 months. Divide what you have in the first 6 months of the year and the second 6 months of the year. Here is what you want to do. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, these goals are yours. They are not anybody else's. I want to encourage you to lay it out in a way where you can accomplish and not get burnt out or feel as if you are a failure. So again, it's like you say, put them in bite-sized pieces or chunks, all right? The next thing, are there adjustments you need to make in your personal life to be on target for your goals? Now, this one is especially for parents, okay? You need to learn to delegate. And for parents, if there are things that one spouse can do, delegate that to the next person so you can spend time attending to your goals. For those of you who have teenagers, give them responsibilities. Give them tasks and chores around so they can help you. Sometimes even depending on what kind of a business you're doing and if you're operating out of your home, you can enlist those family members there to help you. And this way you're not going to be stressed out. You reward them by spending quality time with them. You go out maybe to the movies or you go out to a restaurant for a snack or whatever. But you make sure you reward them. Now, here is what is happening when you enlist your family members and you reward them. They are excited about helping you. It frees up some time for you to do what you are really good at doing. You are not spending $30 time doing penny jobs. So like the filing and things like that, even to go through some emails and pick out the emails that you need to attend to and the others that other people can attend to. So you free up your time. What you want to be sure you're also doing is that you are not neglecting your family. So quality family time is very important in our personal lives. So as you work on these goals, I want for you to focus on that because it is very, very important to have quality family time. The next thing I would like for you to look about in your personal life, you need to be sure that each and every day you put some time aside for you to do some journaling, to do some writing, or just to sit down and daydream. Because I tell you, it is during those times when you spend the quiet time and you daydream or just sit around doing nothing. That's the time when all of your creative juices begin to flow. And you would be surprised all the amazing ideas that you get in those times. So as you look to adjust your personal life, these are the two things I highly recommend and suggest you do. You delegate to family members. You spend quality time with your family members outside of the work environment. And you reward those who help you. You also need to spend quiet time every day and do some journaling. And when you are not journaling, it is okay to sit quiet and peaceful and just to daydream about what it is you're looking to accomplish. You'll find out that it's during those times that the creative juices are really flowing. Again, you can call in 646-915-8166. The next one I want to talk about is what resources do you need to be successful with your goals? You know, all of us need something else, and this one I am going to personally address based on my goals. I have some very, very big goals for myself this year. One of the goals that I am working on is to start the breakfast feeding program in my country. And I just founded a nonprofit that is going to be spearheading that. So here I am building that. And I am rebranding my business too and building on that. So for me, I found out that I must have in place different systems. So when I'm focusing on the nonprofit, or when I'm going down to Jamaica to pay attention to the breakfast feeding program, it is inevitable that I have systems in place in Marquee Global Coaching and Professional Development that will be bringing in money at the same time when I'm down there doing that nonprofit. So I found out now that I need to develop and create partnerships. These partnerships will look differently. You know, I realize that for me, I'll have to implement more group work where I can capitalize on the numbers. So instead of spending 2 hours or an hour with one person, I'll probably be spending an hour or 2 hours with 10 or 20 people. And that will expand, especially if I opened it to the global platform that I have accessible to me. I find out that I need to, once again, start to go out and meet more people, face-to-face, one-on-one. I have a large following and platform online. However, I must be very transparent to you. For a couple of years, I have neglected from doing the face-to-face interaction. And I tell you, we as entrepreneurs, we can only build our business when people love us and trust us, and as well as when they respect us. And this is going to happen when people begin to have one-on-one conversation with you. When you go to that local health fair, whatever, even when you go to the parent-teachers meeting, you know, you go to the post office. As entrepreneurs, everywhere we go, we need to be speaking about what it is we do. So make it one of your goals to talk to 5 or 10 people per day. Yes, that sounds like a lot, but it can happen, because especially if we go to the grocery stores and we walk around in there, or we just stay outside in the parking lot and speak to people, we will be able to speak to a lot more than 10 people. But I've found out the very hard way that I need to get out of my office, get out of my house more, and go out there and meet people. Talk to people. Let people know about what you're doing. Show some interest in what they are doing too. And what they say, you scratch my back and I scratch yours. You'll find out that once you are giving references for those people, they are going to do the same thing for you. It is very important that you get them to understand about your business and what it is about. Move out of your neighborhood. Do not only concentrate on the area that you live, but go out of your community. Go in other areas. Find out what is happening. Buy a ticket and go there and talk to some people. Ask them about what it is they do, whether they are entrepreneurs, small business owner, or career person. Get to know them. Get to know about what they are doing. Don't only go there and talk about yourself and your business, but you get as much information that you can about the people you're meeting. And once you start gathering from them about what they do, the next thing they are going to be doing is that they are going to be asking you what it is that you do, what it is your business is about, and they are going to be referring customers or clients to you. I know from observing other people, they go to events and they just want to hand their cards out, and they just want to you to take their cards or their trifold brochure, and they move on to the next person without having a meaningful conversation about what it is. So be sure to focus on learning about what the other people's business is about and how you can help them to add value to that. So let it be your goal to talk to about between 5 and 10 people. And if we go to the supermarket or to the grocery store, we are going to be able to do a lot more than that. But just like I am doing, I'm getting out more, meeting more people, talking to more people. Because, you know, you'll be surprised. People who know you all the time, they would say, oh, I don't know what to do, what it is that you do. So you have to know, just get what they say, bite size, the elevator pitch, that explain to people what you do. For me, I mentor people to have a better life. And that opens up a conversation for me. How do you do that? And then I can speak about people who have had obstacles and struggles in their lives. I can help them to learn the lessons from those obstacles, and I can help them to reinvent that into something that they can take advantage of. So for each person, it is different. I do this through a process known as coaching, reinvention coaching. So there are 1,000,001 different type of coaching out there, and there are others. So I will be specific to the person I'm speaking with about the type that I focus on. My focus is around reinvention and transformation. That's what I can do. Once I can help you to reinvent it, then I can help you to transform it into the result that you want. So that was just my portion. You can know what yours is and be sure to tell people about what it is that you do. And be sure to tell them, too, how they can help you. Now, I was on, I attended an event today, and the speaker was speaking about opportunities in sponsorship opportunities for entrepreneurs, and that can be a great resource. It can help us to get numbers. It can help you to just have a captive audience for the people that you want to service. So that is one resource that you want to look into. So identify the resources that you want. For me, I want opportunities to speak more, whether locally or nationally or globally. You must be careful when you do things like that. You cannot just say yes to everything. You focus on saying yes to the gatherings that you will speak to or do any event with, because you know the people there will benefit from the service that you are offering. So what other resource do you need? Do you need a website? Do you need to start a blog? Do you need to start a newsletter? Do you need to be part of a professional organization? Do you need to invest in, there is all of our industries have like magazines and different things. Do you need to invest in that so you can be getting that resource so you can keep yourself in tune of what is happening with your industry and keep yourself abreast? What other resources do you need? Books, you know, webinars, conferences, teleseminars, summits, what it is you want, what other resource? You need to spend the time and identify the resources you want, and then you go out and look for them. Do not be ashamed to ask. Ask for help, because if we do not ask for help, nobody knows what it is that we want. I know that we as entrepreneurs, sometimes we have the pride epidemic, and we don't want to talk to people to let them know what we want. But I tell you, you got to get an immunization for that pride epidemic so you can just heal yourself from that and be cured, so you can open your mouth and begin to ask questions. You'd be surprised to know how many people out there really and truly wants to help us to be successful. They don't, because we don't ask them. So as you go out there to identify all the resources you need, I want for you to remember to ask for the help that you need. Now, let us look at needing a core team. Now, that is something that is very powerful, especially if you are just starting out your business. You have a core team of people. I mean, there are some people who get these core team from places like bartering and networking groups. But it doesn't matter where you get the core team from. The important thing is that the core team is there to support you, and you are there to support them. Now, in my core team consists of my graphics person, my web person, and a printing person, someone who is in the printing industry. And that's my core team right now. I am in search to add 4 more people to my core team, because I need a SEO person, a search engine optimization person, and I need an administrative assistant. I need someone who will concentrate on my data. You know, I have a lot of numbers, but I need to have them all organized. So here I am getting that core team of people who is going to help me to do that. Now, core team it's not free service. You can work something out. It depends on what you decide you're going to work for. Some people want services, so you like give service for service. Some people you're just going to do references for them. You refer other clients or customers for them. For me, for some of my core team people, they want coaching in lieu of the service that they do. But we are committed to each other's business and to make sure that we get all the references that we can get to them. And when we go out, we know enough about each other's businesses that we can up-talk it just like we can up-talk our own. So having a core team is very important for us, because the core team becomes our eyes and ears and can help us out during challenging times. So if you are just joining us, I want to tell you what we have gone over already on just to bring you up to par if you're just joining us. We spoke about there areas you feel that you need to streamline your goals. The next thing we spoke about, are there adjustments you will need to make in your personal lives to be on target with your goals? The next thing we spoke about was, what resources do you need to be successful with your goals? And now we are on the point of, is there need for a core team? And each and every one of us, if we don't have that yet, we need to get it. I mean, for some people, that core team is a mastermind group, can be a networking group, it can be a service club organization, whatever it is. But make sure the core team is a win-win for everyone who is part of that. Remember, you can call in by dialing 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. Okay, so the next thing we're going to discuss right this minute is, have you identified an accountability partner to support you on this journey? Listen, when we have big goals, it is difficult. It is not easy. It is not easy at all. And we all need to have someone who will hold us accountable. The other thing is that when we are working on these goals, there are times when things are not going so good and we cannot always go to our family or our spouses to discuss these things, especially when the amount of money that we were accustomed to be making, we are no longer making. The spouse and the family member don't want to hear that, because you said you were going into business, and one of the reasons you were going to do that was because you wanted to make money. And here you are coming to tell them, no, you're not making any money. So this is where an accountability partner comes in, because you can sit and brainstorm together. You can work on creating different things together. The important thing that I am doing right now is to have multiple projects going. In the past, I would have one thing going on, just that one thing, just that one thing. Now it's important to be doing coaching, webinars, conferences, seminars, you know, telesummit. Everything needs to be going on in a rotating motion. So this way, you always have something that is going on. Always something that is going on. It doesn't need to always be something that has a large crowd, but the consistency and the frequency of that is important. And these are some of the insights that your accountability partner can discuss with you. So, those were the topics that I have. Remember, if you call in 646-915-8166, if you have anything that you want to discuss about your goals, we are here. We are going to be here until midnight. We are on this time because this normally on Wednesday morning, we would have had the show, but we had some terrible technical support this morning. So that's why we are on here. Okay. So as we continue to speak about goals, there are times when we will be faced with personal and professional challenges. And again, I tell you, our journal is a good place to help us work these things out. When we look on the personal and the professional challenges separately, it is a great thing to do because it gives us clarity on what we need to do in our personal lives and what we need to do in our business, our career. Ladies and gentlemen, it's very important to write things down. Write them down. You know, I was speaking with a client the other day, and a certain activity I had, an assignment I gave her to do, and she did not want to write it out in her journal clearly because in case somebody reads it. I said, you need to get it out of your head on the paper. Who is going to read? So, you know, a lot of times when you tell people to work on things, they don't think of a significant problems and the challenge in it. They just want to say, oh, but if somebody sees it, I don't want them to know that I had such a problem and so much and this and that and the other. Don't get caught up into what people will think and what people will say. Because you know what? Every New Year's Day, you will be stuck right where you are, just making goals, writing them down, and not reaching everywhere. Because let me tell you, you can never please everybody. And for that reason, you just please yourself and focus on your goals. Because they are your goals for your future, not for anybody else's. As you focus on your goals, you need to know what knowledge, skills, and or desires you need to develop to meet the problems or challenges
you identify. There are information out there. Everyone has access to the internet nowadays. Everybody. And anything that you want to know is out there. Like I was speaking with a friend that is visiting from Jamaica this past Sunday. And she shared with me, she said, oh, her son said to her, Mommy, let Google be your best friend. And she said, well, my son, Google won't be my best friend because Jesus is already my best friend. But Google will be my second best friend. And she said, I was so glad when he told me that because I have now found a place where I can get the answer that I need to everything. And it's the same way with us as entrepreneurs. We can go out there and we can search anything that you want. And it doesn't matter what we have on our goal board. It really does not matter. We can always go out there and research and find some support that can help us to design the plan to help us to accomplish that. Know that once you make it a practice to identify what knowledge you want, why do you want that knowledge? The skill that you are identifying, how are you going to use it? And the desires that you want, what are those desires? Once we consistently focus on these areas, the three areas, the knowledge, the skill, and the desire, and we prioritize them, we know the what, the why, we know the how, and we know what we want. Once we practice these things consistently, anything that you do for 7 consecutive days becomes a habit. So, it's like you have an overarching thing that's going on here where the three of these things come together. You form a habit out of them. And before you know it, you are on your glorious way to accomplishing success. You know, I am an adult learner. And the one thing that became clear to me earlier on in this process of adult learning is that the cycle is a lifelong thing. Learning is not just a one-day thing. You don't just wake up one day and say, oh, well, I'm not going to learn anything again. No, no, no. Learning is a lifelong process. And for us as human beings, it differs because I was reading an article about a lady who decided at 70 years old she was going to get a nursing degree. And yet, I have been in conversation with people who are in their early 30s and think it is too late for them to go back to school. There are no limits on that. If it is your goal to continue learning, my heaven, it is so accessible to you, right at your fingertips, right at your computer. Once you settle your family, you can hop online And instead of going on there to play games and all of that, you can be focusing on learning something, if it is even to learn a different language. But set your goals to do something that will enhance and uplift what you are already doing. Know that age is just a number, and do not allow that to stop you from acquiring the knowledge that you want. I tell you, as we go about our everyday life, we must understand that we got to look for information. Once we find that information, we must make sure that we capture that information. We got to expand on that which we capture. We have an understanding through our own experiences what will work for us and what won't work. I would say at least try everything once. If it don't work, you put it aside. Don't really discard it, but put it aside. When you find something that you can use, start to apply it right away. You don't have to put it down and wait for doomsday to come. Apply it right away. And I am telling you from personal experience about how I do. And I learned this in Mary Kay Cosmetics, because Mary Kay had a philosophy where she always say, if you want a news to go around, be sure to tell a woman. And I took that literally, because every time I find something that is new and something that I can apply to benefit my whatever I'm doing, I share it with somebody. Don't be selfish. Share whatever it is. Because once you have this understanding that you are operating in your authentic being, then you will not be selfish about sharing something with somebody else. Some people say, oh, well, I'm not going to tell them nothing because they are my competition. You know what I said? My competition is my task performance. So I don't have time to lose my blessings because I don't want to share something with someone. Once you start out on your goals, now I mentioned all those steps in the beginning and mentioned about finding the resources and everything. Now I want to talk about the process and how to really achieve the goals. It doesn't matter what we are working on, we must have a plan. If we don't have a plan, nothing is happening. Les Brown says, it is better to have a plan and not have an opportunity than to have an opportunity come your way and you not have a plan. So always have a plan. And figure out how you are going to implement that plan. I always tell people to use the babies as an example. We look on babies and they're born and they're tiny and they stay flat on their backs or on their stomach, depending on how their mother places them down. But then in a few months, you look and that baby roll over, stand up and standing up in the crib. And it's the same thing that we need to do. One step at a time. Design the plan and put a process in place of how you're going to implement the plan. You write it down, what step what is first, what is second, what is third, what is fourth, and so on and so forth. What is the plan? What is the plan to implement the goal? I mentioned before about sharing. I found out that when you share ideas, it helps to expand what it is that you're doing. Because when I share, somebody would say, oh, did you think about this? Did you think about that? Did you think about the other? Oh, no, I didn't. So the next time I go back, I will put that in as part of what it is that I am doing. There's none of us that knows it all and have it all together. And this is why it is so important to share ideas and to help to develop that what, develop what it is that you are doing. If you are just joining us, the number to call is 646-915-8166. We're talking about some ways how you can create a plan for the goals. We spoke about streamlining the goals and find out some ways that we can get help in supporting us into everything that we are doing. I tell you, if you are someone that has a lot of goals that you are working on, depending on how much money you are looking to make, and I'm touching on that one because this is something that I am doing for me too, is that I'm looking to, for 2013, to drastically, significantly increase my income because of all the things I tell you I'm doing with the nonprofit and everything. I need to make money so that I can fund part of the nonprofit. And I found out that there are some programs that I need to become part of. I am not a strong marketer. So because of that reason, I have to become part of a marketing program that will guide me along while holding me accountable. That might be for you. One of the other things that I start doing to help me to become creative is writing an article in the newspaper once a week. And, of course, you all know that I have the blog talk radio show. You know that I have the online radio show. And I'm looking to do a lot more things with a lot more people so that everywhere you go, you're going to be seeing my face there. And I encourage you to do the same thing too. It doesn't matter what kind of a business you're in. You can always find somebody that you can hook up with to help you to accomplish the goals that you have. The other thing I want to encourage you to do with your goals list, we spoke about the core group and all of that. However, if you do not have a coach or a mentor, you need to find a reliable confidant, someone who will, someone who will help you with all the different things that will come up. A mentor or a coach is always good to bounce things off at because you know they're going to be very objective about it. You can't always do that with your family members. But if you do not have a coach, and I don't know why you would have big goals and not have a coach, try and find a confidant, that someone who you can confide in, someone who won't take your business and spread it all over the place, but who will guide you. And hopefully you can guide them too along the way. There are lots and lots of mastermind groups or inner circles. You know, that's something else we all need to become a part of. Inner circles and mastermind groups. Because what happened, the people in those groups is like open up their billfold and give you access to that. So once you have that, it is going to help you too. So those are things to consider. If you don't yet have a coach, you need a coach. You need a mentor. You need a confidant. Because I tell you something, when the metal hits the road sometimes, you can't even breathe. And you need that person who is going to be objective to listen to you and not say, oh, well, I told you so, you shouldn't, should not have, you couldn't, you didn't do that, and all the other stuff. So it is it's important that you invest in one of those or all of those if you can. All right? I am going to, Walter, do you have any questions for me? Type it and let me know if you have any questions. I hope you can hear me. Do you? Yes? Okay. Type any questions you have for me about goals and goals. If you have any question, Walter, about any goals or anything like that, you can please type it in the chat room. Do you have any questions? One of the things that I have found out about goals. When you find out that you accomplish something that you never thought that you could have, I tell you, it puts you on such a high. I know for me, it puts you on, and it puts me on such a high, and I look and I remember not even being able to sleep because I'm so excited and the adrenaline starts flowing. And this is why it is so important to document those things, because as I look back over my old journals and things like that, as I look back over them, I realize that each goal that I accomplish and I reward myself, it gives me the energy and the encouragement to set higher and stretch it. It's like elastic. So I just keep stretching and stretching and stretching and stretching. And once you begin stretching, you never want to go back to what it was before. You always want to do better. Always, always want to do better and to accomplish your best. If you're just joining us, you are listening to the A New Day Show. Yes, on on the nighttime. We are normally on during the day. But everything is so quiet tonight. So call in 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. So if you're listening, tell me whether or not you have encountered any challenges yet with the goals that you have set for 2030. So call me and let me know that. And if yes, what have you done to resolve it, or are you still in a pickle with it? So just give us a call and let us hear that. I am looking for questions from the chat room. And I tell you, if you have a setback in 1 month, do you double up next month or spread over the year? Great question. Great question. I would say it depends on what it is that you are doing, because for some people, doubling up would put strain on them. And some people, when they are going through stress and strain, they become paralyzed and they are not moving forward. So depending on what it is, you can either spread it out over a month, weeks, or even a year. It depends. But doubling up, if you know doubling up is going to be stressful, I would say avoid that. Avoid that. So I don't know if did that answer your question enough? I am not one so much for doubling up, because you start to pile on to the plate, and that can become distracting, and it also can become stressful, as I say. And you don't want to be experiencing any stress. So you always break it up and spread it over a longer period. So did that answer your question? Tie back and let me know whether or not that answered your question. But that was a great question. Thank you so much for asking it. Yeah, we have 38 minutes remaining. And we would love for you to call if there's anybody else up other than the people in the chat room and myself. If there's anybody else up, call. Let us hear from you. Let us hear from you. And just one other thought just came to my mind about that question. That is why it is so important to keep track of what we are doing. Regular evaluate and assess the process of what we are doing. This way we won't wait for the end and say, oh, this happened there and I didn't do anything about it. But if you keep a watchful eye on that goal, you kind of see when it begins to slide away from you. Okay? So, but the important thing is, it doesn't matter how many setbacks you get. Don't you ever give up on that goal. Even if you have to reposition it and place it another place on your plan, go right ahead and do that. Just do not give up on that which you are working on. Okay? So keep the questions coming from the chat room. Keep the questions coming on the phone for all those who are listening. And there are some people, there are some high performers who will set their goals for 12 months, and they, somewhere in, you know, 8 or 9 months, they already finished their goals. And I know a few people like that who are high performers. And this particular lady, she always enjoyed completing her goals in 9 months out of the year, because she says, it allows me the opportunity to go on a vacation before the holidays come and really enjoy. So she waits until the end to give herself a big bang of a reward for all the goals that she has accomplished. And to each his own. I enjoy all my little rewards along the way, because it kind of helped me to cheer me along the way. But whatever, just prioritize and find out what works for you, and just reward yourself. Reward yourself and do what is the best thing for you and to how it works out. And the other thing too about sharing your successes with others, especially I know sometimes women are so reluctant in sharing. However, I find out from personal experience that when we share with other people, it kind of helps them to not to be so disappointed, if you may, when something they're working on don't work out right away. They don't get so frustrated about it. They always sit down and say, well, here is what I can do to make sure that it is going to work out this other time around. When you design the plan that you are going to focus on for accomplishing your goals, here are some areas I want you to look on your action plan. What is the first issue you have to target to make it work? What's the first issue you need to target to make sure this plan is going to work for you? Remember, again, the plan is yours. It's not anybody else's. So regardless of what you have read or what you have learned from any place, when you sit down this time, you look at the situation that is in front of you and ask yourself, what is the first issue I have to target in order to be on top of my game with this? Desire, why do you want to take action on this issue? Everything we do, we must be specific. You know, jot them down. I number them. I put a letter of the alphabet, and I lay them out like bullets. So when I look on it, I can immediately connect to it. So there is a desire. Why do you want to take action on this issue? Describe specific benefits to you, your family, your community, others. If you are still working a job, others on your job or on your profession. What do you feel the results from this will effectively do to the rest of the people that is involved with you, and of course yourself? So know what the desire is about. describe the consequences if the issue remains unchanged. Remember, for anything to change, we got to change. Not the other person, but we. And whatever situation it is that you identify, unless you make the decision to change it, nothing is going to happen. What additional information or feedback do you need to help you better understand your issue? Remember earlier on at the top of the hour, I spoke about how important knowledge is. So here it is again, come back up for us to talk about, you know, what additional information you want. You know, it's either a book you have to read, a training, a certification, whatever it is that you need, you got to find that out. We already spoke about how to find people to help you and all of that. And you got to know that this plan is yours. Again, I feel led to remind you about that. You know? And for me, I think it's because I'm extremely visual. I like to break these things down in small portions and just look at it that way. So, like the person in the chat room asked the question about if you got setback, what if you double it up or if you just leave it for the end of the year or whatever the question was, are you spread it over the year? And I suggest you can spread it over the year, over the month, over the week, depending on what it is that you're working. And what I find out that there are sometimes when I need a couple of plans, I cannot just do one plan. I have to break it down, plan one, plan two, plan three. And you remember, they always tell us, what's your plan B? And everything that you put in the other plan, just like I mentioned in the first plan, you got to also include it in the other plan, because this way you will become consistent and you will be able to view anything that is constantly plaguing you why you cannot accomplish your goal. So you just sit down and you put that plan there. Again, I cannot say enough. Be sure to write it down. And I tell you, a lot of times when I write these things down and when I go back to read them over, I say, oh, my heavens, I forgot that such and such had happened. So now it gives me an eye-opener to realize that I should not be doing that way again. And it helped me to be able to move ahead. So don't get stuck on, you know, what didn't work and what you had shortcomings on and all of that stuff. Once you have your plan, your action plan in plans in place, and it's like a textbook, you know, like a builder building. A builder don't just go there and start erecting a building. They look on their plan, they look on the draft that they got from the architect, they look at the engineering, they look at everything, and they are paying close attention to those things. And it's the same thing. Our action plans are our architectural designs for the goals that we are looking to accomplish. So we need to visit them regularly. Don't just write them and file them away. We need to work them, work them, work them. That's why they are called plans, because we keep working them, keep working them, working them. All right? The lines are still open, 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. There is one other, there's something I want to mention about accomplishing your goals. Okay, I was looking to see if there was a question there. It is very important to Yes, okay. It is very important to know the reason why you are working on certain goals. Let's look on the goal of improving your income, for example. It is important to know how much money you want. However, it is also important to know why you need the money. Everybody wants to make $1 million or, you know, 10 million, whatever amount of money you want to make. Take the time to figure out why you want it. Because I've come to understand that if you don't know why you want it, it is not going to be so willing to come to you. So prioritize why you want the money. Don't just want a lot of money. That is no goal. You got to put a dollar amount on that amount of money that you want. So is it a million? Is it a trillion? What it is that you want. And don't limit yourself. You know, set your goals big. Think big. Stretch, stretch, stretch. You know, all of us as entrepreneurs, the sky is the limit. The sky is the limit. So we should go for it. We should go for it and not limit ourselves. I tell you something, as entrepreneurs, there's absolutely no reason why we ought to be living in lack. The only reason that we are living and experiencing lack is because we have not utilized all the avenues and opportunities that the universe has for us. Yes, big thing. Yes. So, you know, don't put any limits on it. Think big. Think big. You know? I know there's one lady, and she just thinks that certain careers and certain professions should not make so much money. You know, all they're going out there is doing is kicking a ball or doing a this or throwing a hoop or everything. And I said, you know, we as entrepreneurs, I said to her, we need to place the same values on what we do, just like how those sports figures and authority put the dollar amount on that. And people always, ain't nobody here, not too many people saying, oh, well, they should not be getting that much. Most people are saying they are worth every penny and they're worth every dime. And then the question I ask, why can't we add that kind of a value to what it is that we are doing? Again, it has to begin with us changing our thought process. You know, how do we feel about money? Do we love money? Do we see money as the means of helping us to do all the things that we want to do? You know, give to charity, adopt a child, help somebody out who is in a financial strait. Again, I go back to the question, why do we want all the money? I know why I want mine. You know why you want yours. The people in the chat room, I'm sure each and every one of them knows how, why they want the amount of money. But you need to write it down so you have it to visit regularly and to make sure you are on your mark for that. The lines are open. Any more questions? Yes, no limit to what we can do. You know, the only limits are the ones that we impose on ourselves. You know, we live in a world where we live in a world where the sky is the limit. Sky is the limit. And for us who serve the living God, we know that He will reward us for all the good things that we are doing. So, you know, don't just sit down and wait and say something is going to happen. Because whatever happens is going to happen because you create it to happen. So just move forward, look on your goals, you know, again, figure out what you need to do, when and where. I'm going to go over the areas that we cover again. So as you listen to the archive, you will be listening with intention. Orville DeWitt says, labor is man's greatest function. He is nothing. He can do nothing. He can achieve nothing. He can feel nothing without work. And that is very powerful. That's a very powerful quote. The important thing is that we understand the importance of working smart and not working hard. Working smart, but not working hard. The areas we covered tonight were, are there areas you feel you want to streamline your goals? I went through some discussion with that. It's for you now to look at your goals and see where is it you want to streamline. And I suggest you do that before February 1st. Are there adjustments you will need to make in your personal life to be on target for your goals? We spoke about that at length too. So you should be able to get some things out of the archives to help you along your way for that. What resources do you need to be successful with your goals? You know, for each and every one of us, we need something else. I shared my personal experience with you and personal things that I'm working on. But you just need to look over those things for yourself and see what it is that you need. Is there a need for a core team or a core group of people? Examine what you need. The important thing is that you ask. Do not be afraid to ask for help, ladies and gentlemen. There is no shame in asking for help. So go for it. Ask for help. Have you identified an accountability partner to support you in the efforts on this journey? Again, you know, get pride out of the way and ask and get the help that you want. So those are the areas that I spoke about tonight. I hope that you have gotten some insight into that, and you have got some things that will help you to really get on track, get on target with your goals if you have not yet done so. And I look forward to hearing you call into this show and let us know here that there's something we have said here that has helped you to accomplish your goals and to set you on your success path. Now, I want to do a bit of housekeeping. We have a little 15 minutes remaining. On Wednesday, the 30th, we are having Mr. Radish Tadla, who is a business consultant. He works, he travels around the world, and he works with Fortune 500 companies. However, I've known him for a long time, and we are going to be doing a phenomenal, phenomenal program for entrepreneurs and small business people. And I tell you, when you hear about this Business Growth Alliance, it's going to knock your socks off. I tell you something, I wish when I started my business way back when, I had access to this system. So he was on last Wednesday, so catch that archive and listen to it. And he's going to be on again Wednesday coming. And he's just going to tell you more about the Business Growth Alliance. The next thing I want to remind you to do is to please visit my website, DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. We have lots of freebies there that I want to give you. Go there, sign up to become part of my mailing list. You can download free DVDs. You can download ebooks. And you can share that with somebody else too so that they can get their own free stuff. We're having a show this Sunday at 7 p.m. I'm waiting to see who our guest will be, waiting for some confirmation. And I want to let you know that if you see or hear any stories out there in your community, that you can share the information with the people. Let them call me up so I can find out whether or not the show, their conversation is a match for the show. All right, so we are looking for guests. We're looking for people who have done something with their lives, people who help people. The other thing is the breakfast feeding program that I have on GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. So you go there and look for the Carmen Moravian School Breakfast Feeding Program and Cafeteria Building. And the donations start from $5 up. If you only have $1, find four more people that have a dollar too. And you all put it together and donate your $5. I am depending on you. I'm looking forward to see when you will go down to Jamaica with me, because you have vested in the breakfast feeding program and the cafeteria building, and you can go there and see those beautiful children and see the smiles on their faces. So visit us there at GoFundMe.com and donate. If you have not yet been following me on Facebook, please check me out at facebook.com/dynamicDaphne. I'm also on Twitter at Daphne Clark Hudson. No, Twitter is at Dynamic Daphne. Facebook.com/DynamicDaphne. I am on LinkedIn. I'm on YouTube. I am on MySpace. I am all over the place. So please, just connect with me. I want to thank my producer, Mr. Walter Misch, for staying up so late in the morning here to help us. And I'm so excited about what this year has for all of us as entrepreneurs. Lots of opportunities are opening up for us. And I'm just so excited to have this platform here that I can sit and talk to you and add some value to what you're doing and help you to see the right direction to take. I encourage you to mark the show favorite, become a friend, and this way you will be kept continuously inform of who our guests will be on upcoming shows, what it is that we are doing. If you have a business that you are looking to get out there in the public eyes, message me, because we have opportunities for you to be sponsors, both on the TV show and also on the radio show. So I ask that you check us out and give us an opportunity. We have lots and lots of listeners. So if you want some eyeballs on your product, I would suggest that you check me out. So I tell you, I am excited about what's in store for us this year. So I hope that whether you are on target or not for the for your goals with the 24th day coming up, whether you are on target or not, don't stress yourself out. Let us start now from where we are and let us move ahead to make sure this happens. Again, Walter, I thank you. I will see you on Sunday. And I'm so looking forward to the show on Wednesday. The other thing I must talk about, on Facebook, there's an event you can go and sign up. It's free coaching session. There's a questionnaire there, and there's a free coaching session you can get with me. Don't charge. It's free. This way you can get an example of the work I do, and you will also get an opportunity where you can utilize my services if you were satisfied with the free session that you get. So, again, I am so thankful, and may you continue to experience good health and success, and let 2013 be your best year ever. Everything that you have taken the opportunity to be involved in, be sure to let it be to be something that will benefit somebody else's life. Make sure that everything you do, you are adding value. Make sure that you are creating a legacy in life. Success is living life and daring. Success is loving life and daring to live it. Let that be your philosophy. Let that be your guide as you continue on this path of entrepreneurship. I can be changed by what happens to me, but I refuse to be changed. But I refuse to be reduced by it. So whatever it is that you are doing, whatever obstacles you have encountered, don't let that deter you from accomplishing your goals. Listen, you were called for a destiny, and don't allow anyone to tell you otherwise. To your success, ladies and gentlemen, I will see you on Sunday.
You feel it in your spirit? breaking of day. It's destiny. And I know what I know. You've been called to change.